Kyle, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. As the executive director and CEO, just off topic a little bit, we've been talking about bosses and what they can do to create an environment to create more productive employees. Is that something you work on?
Absolutely. Talent retention, talent management is 95% of the job. If your people aren't committed and happy, they're not going to be around long. You can't fulfill your mission without them. And it's one of those big struggles you have in a struggling economy because resources are always so tight. So you've got to find new and creative ways to keep people engaged.
What do you do to keep them engaged? What's your secret?
Well, if I knew that, I'd probably have a different job. But I constantly work at trying to figure out what people's needs are, what their growth potential is. I always say that I want to be responsible for the employee's next great opportunity. I want that to be within my organization. But if it's not, then I want to help be a mentor to help them with their next opportunity if it's outside of the organization. And so, you know, when you start recruiting people for the organization, creating a work environment that's healthy for people that they feel included in the decision making is one. Having everybody sort of push in the same direction toward the common mission is two. And then three, try to reward people the best way you can, but be honest with the resources you have and let them know you're doing everything you can with the limited pool of dollars that you have.
What is the Michigan Nonprofit Association's take on Governor Snyder's State of the State address?
Well, we're really excited about the governor's relentless positive attitude and focus on positive results. Unfortunately, there's just a lot of people that we serve out there who are constantly impacted by the negative results of the economy and some of the decisions we're making around tax policy and other appropriation-related activities. So while we're excited about the opportunity of what Michigan 3.0 looks like, we know that there's a lot of people being left behind, and our concern is that the nonprofit sector isn't being engaged in a way that we think that we can really be helpful to state government and local government as well.
Okay, how could you be engaged?
I think the first thing is to bring nonprofits to the table as you're making decisions. A lot of what we're seeing now are legislators and the governor's office making very big and important decisions and then finding out later on after they've made those decisions that they really should have engaged those organizations that are working most directly with the populations that will be impacted. We saw this with the 48-month cap on public services. Some 30,000 families and children were going to be affected by that. The governor's office was a little surprised by that. So when they were getting ready to announce it, they asked nonprofits to be at the press conference, and then right then we were finding out that we were supposed to fill in the gap. And that's just not the way to engage the nonprofit sector. We're 1 in 10 in the workforce. We have huge responsibilities to local communities. We have a lot of information, a lot of contacts, a lot of ability to be helpful with government if we're brought in on the decision-making early.
The governor has his hands full trying to balance another budget. He had to cut education and other items to get that done. A lot of folks said that was the fault of all the breaks that he gave to business. But with the lack of funding, how in the world is he supposed to give more funding to nonprofits?
Well, again, I don't think we're asking to necessarily have more funding than nonprofits. What we want to do is be at the table when decisions are made, so that if you have to make cuts, if you have to shift resources, and you expect philanthropy and you expect nonprofits to fill in, we're well informed on that and we can be helpful in making the right decisions. I think we all recognize that we're living in a tight economy. We're understanding that resources have to shift and that Michigan has to realign its priorities. We just want to be a part of that conversation so that we can be helpful.
Do you feel ignored last year?
I think that we were taken for granted a little bit on some of the policy decisions that were made, and I don't think it was a malice. I don't think it was anything intentional. I just think that it was not clear how we could be helpful, and we've got to do a better job advertising that as well. The other thing that we've found is that some of the tools that we need to be helpful are being taken away. We just lost the Michigan Charitable Tax Credit this year. This past year was the last year for that. That was providing $100 million in private resources to help homeless shelters, help scholarships from education as we're cutting back in higher ed funding, and a lot of other areas that could have really been helpful. Without those tools, we're more hampered in delivering services to the communities that expect them.
Kyle Caldwell is the president and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. I would think one of the toughest jobs in the world would be to be in your business. How do you ask, if you will, for the ask for all the great things that you do with this tough economy?
Well, the advantage that I have, Tony, is that I don't ask for myself. I get to be out there informing the public about some of the great things that nonprofits do all across this great state, whether it's providing foods to kids after school who don't have a hot meal, or providing arts and culture to help retain young people and keep them in Michigan. I'm really in the business of telling the story of how nonprofits can help. And what we found is that Michiganders are givers. They give of their time, their talent, and their treasure. If they understand and they know the causes that we're really trying to promote, they'll invest. And we're finding more and more people digging deeper and trying to help out in every way we can. And we're finding that if you can tell that story, if you can show people how it's making a difference, that they'll invest and they'll appreciate the investment because it'll come back tenfold.
Is it easier or more challenging to get business to engage and help?
Right now, it's turning a corner, I think. During the depths of the recession, it was very difficult. Businesses were trying to figure out how they could resize themselves, and the first things that usually go are marketing dollars and philanthropy, because they have to concentrate on the core elements of their business. On the other hand, you know, when they contract like that, your marketing does not get you out in front of your customer base if you cut that back. And so I think now we're seeing a little bit more loosening of the purse strings as for-profits recognize that nonprofits are only great ways to appreciate their brand value, but also are helping their own employees and their own communities in which they're trying to get a customer base.
Kyle Caldwell is the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. Kyle, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.